Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. California health officials say hospitals in Los Angeles County are bracing for the coronavirus surge to become even worse in the new year. And that's bad news for a region already hard hit with cases. Christina Galli is the director of Los Angeles County Health Services. She says there are 70 hospitals in the county.
And many of those are really at a breaking point. They have way too many patients coming in. They have patients stacked up in the emergency department waiting for beds upstairs. Those beds upstairs are full, and they're not going to open anytime soon just because of the high number of COVID patients that are continuing to come into the door and that continue to need care, on top of already the baseline number of patients that don't have COVID that need hospital-level services.
Almost 25,000 people have died from the coronavirus in California. The first case of the new and likely more contagious coronavirus strain has arrived in the U.S. NPR's Amy Held reports that the variant circulating widely around the U.K. has been confirmed in a Colorado man.
The man, who's in his 20s and has no travel history, is now in isolation outside of Denver, according to the Colorado governor. The B.1.1.7 strain was first discovered in the U.K. back in September, where scientists say it spread fast around the country. And while thought to be much more contagious, it has not been found to cause more serious disease. Cases have been discovered worldwide across Europe, in Australia and Canada, and now the U.S. Other countries have barred flights from the U.K., not the U.S., though this week it began requiring negative COVID tests from U.K. passengers. Viruses change constantly through mutation, so scientists say while new variants are no surprise and there's no evidence this one will respond worse to a vaccine, more study is needed. Amy Held, NPR News.
Louisiana's newest member of the U.S. House of Representatives has died from complications related to COVID-19. The death of Republican Luke Letlow happened days before being sworn into office. The city of Louisville, Kentucky, intends to fire two more officers involved in the raid that led to police shooting and killing Breonna Taylor in March. Her death, along with the deaths of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, sparked this summer's protest for racial justice. Ryan Van Velzer of member station WFPL News reports.
Lawyers for Louisville Metro Police Detectives Joshua Janes and Miles Cosgrove have confirmed they have been served with pre-termination letters. It was Janes who obtained the no-knock warrant for the March 13th raid on Taylor's apartment. The FBI is currently investigating him in connection with the warrant. Cosgrove was one of the officers who shot Taylor after her boyfriend fired at police, later saying he thought they were being robbed. Former officer Brett Hankison has already been fired in connection with the Taylor case and faces criminal charges of wanton endangerment. City officials did not immediately return requests for comment. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Van Velzer.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 68 points to finish the day at 30,335. You're listening to NPR News. Legendary French fashion designer Pierre Cardin has died. He was 98 years old. Rebecca Rossman reports on his career that spanned more than seven decades.
Famous for his bold geometric shapes and unisex designs, Cardin dressed everyone from Jackie Kennedy to all four Beatles. Born in fascist Italy in 1922, Cardin's family fled to France when he was only a toddler. After working as a pattern cutter for Christian Dior, Cardin opened his own Paris boutique in the late 1950s. He quickly became known as an industry pioneer and successful risk taker, with a particular interest in space age fashion, using abstract patterns and shapes. Cardin also put his name on everything from pens to furniture and chocolates, turning his name into a multi-billion dollar brand. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.
The Massachusetts Senate has voted to override the Republican governor's veto of legislation that expands access to abortion in the state. The vote followed a similar one by the House, so the measure is now law. The law allows abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy in cases where the child will not survive after birth. It also lowers the age at which women can seek an abortion without consent from a parent or guardian to 16 from 18. After decades of debate, it appears that the state of Maryland will finally repeal the state song. Maryland, My Maryland was written in 1861 as a call to arms for the Confederacy, but it was not adopted as a state song until 1939. Maryland House Speaker Adrian Jones says the song no longer represents what Maryland stands for. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.